Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC embraces the season with locally grown winter squash and other fall produce, plus quality ingredients for a hearty soup or stew, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Oh, Nancy, do not mourn our vanished summer. Its recent passing is no bummer. In fact, I think it's real good, because now we're eating cold weather food.
Nice poem, Mr. Stein.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you're right. I have to say, I don't love this darkness that's come upon us so suddenly. But the great part is, now it's time to start cooking real food,
yeah,
right, Stein?
Exactly, real
so
food.
So what have you been making?
I made a dish that really is supposed to be eaten, I suppose, in hot, humid, tropical climates. It's a Malaysian curry soup. It's called laksa. It's spicy with seafood and noodles. I have no idea whether what I'm making is in any sense authentic, but I've seen so many recipes, and they're all so different that I figure mine is as good as anyone's. And you have it with lots of different garnishes on top, bean sprouts and chopped greens of various kinds, cilantro, and I use some Thai basil, and you got to have fried shallots, too, to sprinkle on top, and some lime quarters to squeeze on. And it's spicy. And the reason I made it, actually, is that about a month and a half ago, De Groot brought back this bag of frozen seafood from Trader Joe's that had little shrimp and scallops and squid rings in it. The second I saw it, I thought, I'm going to make laksa out of that. And I didn't, and I didn't, and I didn't, and I didn't. And then finally, yesterday, I did. And it was way too hot for De Groot, but I thought it was perfect.
Well, let me say something about that, Stein. I have been enjoying laksa for, well over 20 years now. Because I eat it all the time at Wild Ginger. Whenever I go to Wild Ginger, that's just one thing I have to get. And theirs is, you know, very much like you described, only I'm quite certain they don't buy their seafood in a bag from Trader Joe's.
I'm pretty sure they don't, too.
but, you know, of course, it's braising weather, so I got right back into everyone's favorite book, or at least everyone according to me, Molly Stevens, All About Braising. I made her Moroccan chicken with green olives and preserved lemons.
That is De Groot's absolute hands-down favorite dish for me to make for her. She just loves it.
No kidding. When you make it, do you do the whole chicken cut up, or do you just do thighs and legs like she suggests?
Well, what I do, actually, I do thighs and wings with the bone and the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't use the olives that Molly recommends I have, but I find that I prefer the black Kalamata ones.
I hope that we can share this recipe with our listeners, right?
I'll post Molly's recipe on the Food for Thought page on the KPLU website, and I'll also put a link to some various laksa recipes. There's one there at laksa.com. That's pretty close to what I did.
But you know, sometimes Molly makes you do something, or she doesn't make you, but she suggests, for instance, there's like a half a teaspoon of cumin seed in that you're supposed to toast whole and grind.
Yeah.
And you know what? I thought, oh, come on, it's a half a teaspoon. But then I thought, you know what? Get with the program, Leeson. And I went ahead and did it. It just takes a minute. And I ground it with a mortar and pestle so I didn't have to bring out the electronic implements.
Well, here's what I do, because it does seem like a lot to go through to do just a half teaspoon of cumin. So I just routinely double all the spices and spice mix. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
Well preserved.
Leeson. If only I could say the same. I'm Dick Stein.